Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Hum, H-U-M-M. And with Hum, you can spread the cost of purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in store from any of their retail partners. And the list of retail partners they have is unbelievable, including the likes of B&Q, TID Electrical, Harvey Norman, Easy Living Interiors. Anywhere that you're going to make a big ticket purchase, they have Hum Finance available to you. So basically how it works is through one of the retail partners or on their website, shophum.ie, you can apply for credit, and this can help manage your finances and make larger purchases more affordable. And with Hum, it's so simple. You can get approval through their website, as I said, at shophum.ie, or you can apply directly in store. Then you're up and humming. Do you see what I did there? Do consider Hum for from daily needs to dream buys. Hum's got your back. And Flexify Europe, trading as Hum, is registered by the Central Bank of Ireland. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Darren has been in touch with us, and Darren has annoyed a lot of our listeners before we even started recording today's podcast. Here's what Darren has to say. Lads, Darren here. Can you please talk about this? I've been talking to a girl on Tinder and everything was going absolutely great. And we get on well, so decided to meet up in person. And the date was going very well, great chemistry and having a great laugh. Till she took off her jacket top and I noticed she's covered in tattoos. Two big sleeve tattoos on her. I didn't like it. Tattoos are absolutely disgusting. It's a huge turnoff for me. Now, I really did like her, and I don't know what to do because she wants to meet up again. My mates think I'd be mad to end things if I like her, but tattoos for me have always been a no-no. They look cheap and tacky, in my humble opinion. Should I settle on something like this, or should I try to get past it and stick with it? I really, 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 and he does say really three times, do not like tattoos, especially on women, but on people on Tinder should really say in their bio if they have tattoos. So there's a guy who really, 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 he said it three times, really, really, really doesn't like tattoos. Katie's with me on the podcast today.
Yeah.
And if you can hear the coughing in the background,
I'm
that's
sorry.
Poor,
so I
that's
do poor apologize Katie in a heap. I've got one of those really tickly coughs and it is going to be really annoying, but I'm going to try and keep it to a minimum. So okay. I do apologize.
So, tattoos, have you got any?
Nope.
None whatsoever?
Nope.
Not even a small one on your shoulder? Nothing?
Nothing. Nothing. I have never been touched by ink.
Why?
Because I don't like them.
You don't like them?
No.
Why? What do you not like about them? I mean, they come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, no, I know. I just don't like them.
Would you ever think of getting one of any type?
No, they're not for me.
And what is it that you don't like about them? Well, I don't have any either, by the way.
They're a lifelong commitment, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know you can get rid of them technically, but isn't it a big job?
That's
big,
a major
expensive,
job, yeah.
Painful
yep.
job?
Yep.
Like, why put yourself through that?
Okay, but... Okay, not every tattoo has to be your entire arm or whatever. Yeah. You can get small, little, discreet ones.
Yeah.
But you still wouldn't, in a fit of rebellion, get a tattoo, no?
No, no. Now, look, this guy who messaged about your one, like, if it's going to be that big a deal, then I totally agree. He shouldn't keep seeing her. You know, if it's going to be that much of an issue that it already is, he's better off just ending it.
Even though he really... So, obviously, on her profile, it was just her face or whatever. He had no clue that she had tattoos, but he obviously fancied her, decided to meet up with her. And he said she was good looking, but the tattoos, when she took the jacket off, he went, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I think if it's that big an issue, like, if it were me, I don't know if it would be enough to put me off. Then again, I don't know. But I don't,
Let me ask you then. Could you ever see yourself with somebody with tattoos? Could you ever see yourself being in a relationship with...
It wouldn't be a deal breaker for me. It wouldn't be a deal breaker. It wouldn't be that staunch.
Is it different for men?
Yes.
Ah, why?
I don't think sleeve tattoos are nice on women.
Why?
I just don't like them. That's the person. Look, I wouldn't judge a woman. I wouldn't look at a woman and think, ew, you got tattoos, sleeve tattoos. I just don't like them myself. I think they're not very... I don't think they're very ladylike.
Ooh, geez, if it was a bloke saying that, to be murder. Mm. You don't think a sleeve tattoo is very ladylike?
And then you see, like, the tattoos going down their fingers and all. No, I just... No. Because what happens when they're 80 and they're, like, walking around with their tartan trolleys and... T-shirt on with big sleeve tattoos with Ma written on it. You know what I mean?
Oh, you really don't like tattoos. Now, like I said, I don't have any myself, but I don't...
I think if you're going to get a tattoo, have something you can... Unless you really want to be walking around at 70 or 60, you know, with saggy, wrinkly sleeve tattoo arms, you know?
Now, believe it or not, this is a true story. Only this week, I had cause to be in a big hospital in Dublin. And a woman walking out of one of the wards was a very elderly woman.
Yeah.
And when I say very elderly, I'd say she was 75, 80. And she had a sleeve tattoo. And it looked a bit peculiar, I'll be honest with you. It did look a bit peculiar.
It's just like...
She was about... I'd say she was nearly 80.
Nathan Osborne says, come on, she didn't whip out a cock, Darren. To be fair, she didn't whip out a cock. She means he didn't show a penis. It's not that big a deal. Look, it probably wouldn't be a deal breaker with me, but I'm obviously, I think it looks different on men. If I was a lesbian woman, it might be different.
Okay, so you don't have as much of a problem with them on men, but you do on women.
Yeah, like Amanda says there, I think I'm very ladylike, lol. I don't doubt that you are ladylike, but I just don't think the tattoos themselves on women, big sleeve tattoos, are very ladylike.
But so that lady that I saw in the hospital the other day, it's the first time I've ever seen, because it's always been talked about. What will you look like when you're an old granny? This is the very first time I saw an old granny who obviously got tattoos 30 or 40 years
ago.
That's
crazy.
At a time when women probably wouldn't have gotten tattoos that much.
See, something you're going to start seeing more if you go over the next 20,
that's exactly the point that I'm making. And I have to say, it did look a little bit strange. A woman of that age with a full sleeve tattoo. It's the first time I've ever seen it.
Yeah, it's like you see these lads with, like, the boxing gloves and, like, da written in it and stuff like that. You know, it doesn't, that's not, like, I get if you're getting a tattoo for, you know, reasons that are sentimental or whatever, but... Your wedding day. Do you see brides with, like, big sleeve tattoos?
I have seen it, yeah.
Do you think it looks nice? Say what I'm going to say. Come on.
Well, what do you think? What do you think?
I think it ruins the look of a dress.
The only woman I've ever known that had a sleeve, didn't have a full sleeve, had an upper arm tattoo, she actually wore a dress that covered it up, so she didn't show it off on the wedding day, yeah.
But what would that tell you, though? What would that tell you? The fact that she covered it up. What would that say to you?
That she obviously has a bit of shame around it.
Yeah, look, I don't judge. I wouldn't look at you and be like, ew, you're a gross scumbag. Hmm. Because you have, you know, you look rough or scangery. I wouldn't say it, but...
Okay.
It's not to say I wouldn't think, I know I'm joking. But I just don't like sleeve
tattoos.
Okay,
so it's not all about sleeve tattoos, as I said, but you would...
Oh, look, little tattoos that you can hide, whatever, that's different. That's different. You can, you know...
But you'll still never get one?
No.
No.
No. No.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. This guy basically, Darren, is arguing that people on Tinder, for example, should advertise in their bio that they actually have tattoos. They shouldn't keep it to themselves. They should let everybody know, because he found it a major turnoff. Let me kick off with Emma, who herself has tattoos.
Karen, I'd imagine this is why you're probably single. Why don't you just be open-minded and get to know the girl? Like, tattoos is her way of expressing art and things she likes. You could be into, I don't know, football. And she could be like, oh, fuck's sake, I hate football. I'm going to have to sit now on Sundays and watch Darren the Dick fucking watch Liverpool for the afternoon or whatever. But like, that's just life. Every relationship has things that people don't like about each other. It's tattoos. It's her way of expressing herself. Get the fuck over yourself. Honest to God, it explains why you're single. Close minded.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dara?
Good now. How are you?
Good, thanks, Dara. Well, Dara, what did you make of Darren's message?
Well, I think probably mirrors what a lot of people have been saying, that it is just extremely narrow-minded. Like, I guess that may not be everyone's thing. Like, I have tattoos. I don't mind if people don't like them. You know, I would hate to feel like I had to cover up my tattoos if I was dating someone because I was afraid they didn't like them. I would just prefer to be free and express myself, you know, and I wouldn't want to have to hide that because someone has such a strong opinion. But I just don't get how people...
And are you opinion. Aware that some people, like Darren, aren't mad about them?
Yeah, totally. And that's, like, absolutely fine. You know, like, I know a lot of people, but I would just really think, like, he's filtering out a potentially good person that he had a bond with for a very narrow reason. And then it's
Is it a very narrow reason, though, Dara?
It's because superficial, because they connected on a different level, according to him.
I get that, but he just doesn't like the look of tattoos. Describe the tattoos that you have, Dara.
I suppose, a lot of flowers on my arms. And then I have, like, minimal on my legs, you know, just, like, one of me and my daughter. Just a few small ones, like, nothing crazy, nothing too harsh, nothing offensive, I would say. But I would just ask, I would get him to ask himself, why does it, like, look at the root and why does it bother him so much? Like, is it from, like, a cultural, religious, family influence?
Okay, and what do you say to somebody like Katie here, which surprised me, if a bloke had said what Katie said, there'd be uproar, that she doesn't mind tattoos on blokes but wouldn't be mad about them on girls?
Well, again, I think that's just, like, a double standard with, like, what's accepted. Then she doesn't even realise it's...
No, it is a double standard. I'll admit that is a double standard on my behalf, but I'm being honest here. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to lie.
At least you're being, that's your opinion, and maybe you don't know why you have that bias.
I think if women are, you know, or men, I think men or women having tattoos, I think it's better to have stuff you can hide. I think men carry the sleeve tattoo better because I see it as a very macho thing. I see it as a very manly thing.
Is it? Because the tattoo that Dara has just described is...
feminine,
flowers.
I would consider my tattoos very feminine, but like I have like a very
corporate
job.
Would you do us a favor? No, there won't be sure. I won't put them online or anything like that. Will you send us a picture just so we can get an idea of what your tattoos are like?
Yeah, 100%.
On WhatsApp. I'm just talking about the big full sleeve tattoos, all like red and green. And
mine is a sleeve. I will say I work in a very, I suppose, corporate job. I wear suits every day. Most people actually don't know that I have any tattoos at all, and then it's only if there's a work event where I might have my arms on show that they're like, oh my god, I never knew. So like, I would have absolutely no judgment of having like tattoos whatsoever.
Yeah.
Okay, now I've just shown Katie a photograph, Dara, creeping on you here on your WhatsApp profile picture. And Katie's now looking at the...
Yeah, it's still, look.
They're not tattoos a bloke is going to wear.
No, it is a girly... You're an absolute stoner, Dara, I'll give you that. The tattoo, it's definitely not one a man would have. And then I see on your other arm, but like, it's just the big flower on the bicep to me. I don't know. They're just not for me. And I think some people do carry them well. And I do think it does suit you. It does look well on you. But just in general, like, if you got married and you were wearing your wedding dress, would you like have your tattoos out? Would that be something that you would be like in any way conscious of?
No, of course. Like, and that's where I think the belief thing comes down to. I think, like, without realizing it, and this is absolutely no offense to you because it's your personal preference, I think there is that kind of Irish conservativeness kind of within you without realizing, like, oh, what do people think? Or like, conventionally, tattoos will look well with a wedding dress. But I've seen some gorgeous brides with like floral tattoos and like really nice ivory wedding dresses that look absolutely stunning. And I think it is just, does it come down to like, maybe we were raised a bit more conservative, you know, a lot of Irish families be like, oh, what are you going to do when you're older or in a wedding dress? But I think that's an old-fashioned view. And I think
is it an old-fashioned view? Because, like I said, for the very first time ever, and it's just complete coincidence that we're talking about this, but for the very first time ever, in a Dublin hospital only the other day, I saw an elderly woman in a hospital gown and her arms on show with a full-sleeve tattoo. Now, she was pushing 80, I would say.
Yes.
And it's the first time I've ever seen it, and I thought... Oh.
Do you not think it's kind of cool? Like, she has a story. You would think, like, you know, when you're old and wrinkly, you're not necessarily going to want to have your wrinkly arms out anyway on the beach or in t-shirts. Why not have them decorated a bit?
This all comes down to a physical thing. So it's something you're physically attracted to, and either you are or you aren't. Darren is creeping on you, by the way. Not the Darren who sent in the original message, but Darren said, send Darren on my profile and we go from there. Darren, has always had a bit of a punch on for yourself.
Well, apparently I'm not his type because I'm covered in tattoos.
No. This isn't Darren who sent the original message.
Sorry, this is Darren,
a regular Darren. But, it does come down to a physical thing. So, like, take tattoos out of it for a second. If it's something that, you know, is a big turn off for you, would you be able to overlook it? That's the question.
Well, and I guess that because, to be honest, there are certain types of men that I'm just not attracted to. And I don't know if I could pinpoint it down to a specific trait or, like, hair color or style, but there is just some types of men that I just wouldn't find attractive. And maybe that is...
What about men in their 30s from Enfield who creep on you on Facebook? Darren, if I showed you her picture, you would fall over.
Anyway, you, Dara, are saying that you've an understanding how some people just mightn't be their thing. It might be a bit of a turn off for them.
And look, I was with a very, I suppose, reserved ex years and years ago from a very Catholic Irish family, and we were going to a family wedding, and it was the actual mother who asked me to cover up the tattoos and take out my piercings at the time to attend the wedding. And I just thought, like, if I can't be accepted as part of the family for, like, how I look, how I am, and how I'm expressing myself, then I don't want to go. I don't want to be uncomfortable feeling like I'm wearing a long sleeve dress. And, you know, even knowing that he has these views himself, I don't think he should progress with this girl, because that's always going to be a bias, a personal bias he has, and that he'll always be looking at. And if they're out at, like, you know, these kind of events or weddings, he's always going to be conscious of her, which is horrible for her.
Yes, it is.
So I just think he should just let it go now.
Let it go, And his friends are saying he's mad to let it go if there was a bit of a connection. But as you said, it could be, if it's going to be an ongoing issue, then he should probably let it go at this stage after only one date.
The one thing I thought in his message, he did, like, a getting sick emoji.
Yes, I mean, he did say
vomit
emoji.
That's a harsh reaction for someone you actually think is sound. Like I said, they're not for me, but I don't think it would be enough to deter me from someone I like. I think that's shallow and I think it's small-minded, but, like, a vomiting emoji, like...
And I do just think he really needs to look inward at himself. I'm not trying to defend because of the tattoo thing. I don't really care. But I think if he's so bothered by something so physical that, like you say, makes him sick or he's immediately like, no, then I think he really needs to look at his own ego and his own kind of self-worth, why something like that, which is so superficial, bothers him so much.
Okay, but stay there for a second because, Joseph, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joseph?
Adrian, hi, how are you? But please, God, could somebody get Katie a lens tip? You all right?
Yeah, poor thing.
No, I'm not okay.
My God.
I'm not okay. I'm hanging on in there.
Well, listen, anyone that has heard me on this show wouldn't be in no way surprised to hear me say the following. I absolutely despise them, Adrian. I despise them. I have done for years. I think they're so bloody awful. They're so common now. It's an epidemic.
Tattoos are an epidemic.
They're bloody everywhere, Adrian. Everywhere. And people must be watching their favourite movie stars, or those gobshites in Love Island, all of the clones on Love Island. They all look the bloody same. And they're like, oh God, I must get me one of those. And you see them all the time, Adrian. They're awful. You see, like, you know, Chinese, Maori, people getting Maori tattoos now that aren't even Maori. It looks absolutely ridiculous. And I mean, I often wonder if people in China have words like water or life or some shite on their bodies. It's laughable. It really is. I I'm not diminishing any really good tattoo artists, and I'm sure they're brilliant at what they do, and people have the right to do what they like with their own bodies. But in my opinion, it's tacky, it's so common now, and it's so unoriginal.
Okay, you're saying it's so common now. Would that not be a sign that you're a little bit out of touch, really?
No, it's just, it's people people are so unoriginal now. They've no imagination. They've no education. They've nothing. I mean, someone said something earlier on, like it's a story. So not only are you supposed to talk to people and engage them, you're meant to read them literally like a fucking book. It's just stupid.
Okay, and do you have, Katie was saying earlier on, she doesn't mind them as much on men as on women. Would you be the same?
I think tattoos are awful on anyone, Adrian, to be totally honest. But again, look at the Love Island thing. I don't know if you've ever watched the show. I'm subjected to it in my house. But these guys, they're all the same. They're muscular and they've got the sleeve tattoos and they're walking around throwing shapes. And I think that younger people are looking at this going that that's the way they're meant to be. Like, oh, I must get a tattoo, not realizing that these things are permanent. And when you get to a certain old age, that lovely looking tattoo you think you have is going to look like a scrotum.
And that really is what I said about the lady that I saw in the hospital the other day. Dara, I'll be honest with you, the tattoo on her didn't look well. It didn't look...
No, but how many 80-year-old arms look well? They look like scrotums anyway.
But isn't that the point? Isn't that the point? That it's just making it worse.
Well, is it making it worse? Or like, I haven't seen elderly arms that look great in any instance. I don't think, anyways, it's very superficial conversation. Who cares what an 80-year-old woman looks like at that point in life? Who gives a shit, you know? And again, like, I just think to have such strong views and to be so obsessed by what other people choose to do with their bodies, I think there's a lot more about the people that are so bothered by it. It's not your body. It doesn't matter to you. You know, if it really unsettles you that much, I think you need to have a really look within yourself.
I don't see the point in them. I mean, if you don't mind me asking, I'm just trying to get some sort of idea to what goes on in the minds of someone with a tattoo. I mean, how many of yours are actually visible to people?
Well, when I'm in work, zero.
So what's the point?
So the point is, this is something I did when I was very young. I was 18. And actually, when tattoos weren't as common, I was the only person in my friend group that had tattoos for a very, very long time. And it was just something that I found as like an expression of art. There were some designs that I really loved, and I just got into it.
Normally art would be something that we would all look
normally, at. Normally, but not everyone has to look at this confined lens of what normal is. It doesn't have to be art on a piece of paper. Just because that's
your hair. You get a tattoo so you could look at it in the mirror. Could you not just get a picture or something? I mean, I find the whole thing bizarre.
But like, do you get your hair cut? Do you shave if you have a beard? Do you dress up for certain events?
But that's what people see. You know,
is that what you do?
People see my haircut. They see when I've had a shave.
Why do you do it? Why do you do it? No, but I mean, when I'm out
because
somewhere,
what,
everyone
no, you're missing the point. If you excuse me cutting across you, you're missing the point. What you've just said is a lot of your tattoos aren't visible. So I'm wondering, what's the fucking point then?
What I was getting at, if you were reading machine lines, is that when I want them covered, they can be covered. They're not so much that they need to be on show all the time. But when I'm on holidays or I'm out on the weekend, my tattoos are fully out. I'm wearing T-shirts, whatever I want. And I enjoy expressing my own personal wear, how I like to dress and express myself.
So, again, Dara, the question that Joseph is asking, why don't you have your tattoos on display at work?
Well, I do now in the warmer weather, but I'm just saying in general, if I choose to wear attire where I'm more formal looking, where I want, because I do like wearing a suit, I like dressing up in kind of corporate wear, I like that side. But I also like my more artistic side when I'm out on the weekend and I'm in shorts and a T-shirt. Like, I feel like I have many different sides of expressing myself, and I like to be able to express all those sides. And I think it's no different that people like to get a haircut or wear a certain type of clothes. It's a different form of expression.
Okay, well, Joseph, tattoos? Sorry,
it's a form of expression. Yeah, well,
women, for example, change their hair colour, for example, to, you know, might have blonde hair during the summer, red hair in the winter, whatever the case may be. Nobody bats an eyelid at that. So what's the difference? As Dara said, Joseph, it's a form of expression.
I just think people, Adrian, are sheep sometimes. They're watching their favourite celebrity, or they're watching the Love Island.
Why do you cut your hair as a man then? Are you a sheep? Why do you have a haircut?
I cut my hair because I don't like it getting too long, and I don't look as well with long hair that you would shorter hair.
I have no doubt that you cut your hair as well for vanity reasons and to look good. that's also how you express yourself.
Yeah, but what about those that dye their hair green or pink or purple?
Again, it's just a more extreme version.
It's an attention-seeking thing, which I think is a stupid reason to do things like that. It's very much, look at me, I've got pink hair. It's attention-seeking. Anyone that is a constant attention-seeker needs to look within themselves and find out what the bigger issue is.
And is that what you see tattoos as well, attention-seeking?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't see the point in a tattoo, especially ones that are covered up. I mean, if you've got them, then by all means, show them. But the vast majority of the tattoos that a lot of people would have, we're not going to see. So they would look in the mirror themselves, and I don't see the point in those. And again, I'm not diminishing a tattoo artist in any way, shape, or form, and some are brilliant at what they do, but I just don't like them. In fact, my 17-year-old son brought a girl home a couple of months back. And she was covered in them. And, you know, they're just not my kind of people. And I'm not going to tell them.
No, say that again. Not my kind of people.
Yeah. I'm sure.
How do you know what
that.
Kind of people they are? You can't generalize.
Your son brought a girl home a few months ago, and she was covered in tattoos.
Covered in tattoos. Yeah.
I assume you said no. You didn't say anything to her.
No, I said nothing to her. I said it to him, all right.
What did you say to him?
I said, look, did you see the tattoos? And he said, yeah, he didn't have an issue. He's pretty much singing the same tune that Dara's singing at the moment. But I just thought, you know, that's not going to look great when she's that little bit older. Things are going to change. And, you know, I think if women want to show a bit of class these days and want to be original, maybe don't get a tattoo.
Sorry, a woman without tattoos has a bit of class.
Classy. Absolutely.
So by contrast, somebody like Dara isn't classy.
I'm not going to. I don't know the woman personally.
Okay, she's got tattoos,
but,
though.
You know, but she's got tattoos. I think that there's a certain cohort of society that go around with tattoos that mean absolutely nothing to them. It's just for the sake of having a tattoo and following the sheep.
Can I just say something there on 2 points?
Yeah, go on, Dara. Yep.
On 2 points that you mentioned. First of all, you know, that these are not my type of people. I have a very, very good profession, better than most people would. And I guarantee you, if you were to engage with me in my professional life, you would have absolutely no idea, and you certainly wouldn't put me into this box of like, oh, you're a certain type of person because you have tattoos. Secondly, to say to someone,
yeah, I don't want to tar everyone with the one brush. I just don't understand.
I just think if you're fighting for your limitations so much with such a narrow view, you have to, you know, be open to this discussion that, you know, there's so much more beyond this. It's not just someone trying to get
this thing people need to have to express themselves. Why
yeah,
not just
there,
be?
The whole thing
be
is,
the
why does it
you
bother
are?
You?
But,
we,
Joseph, we all express ourselves in different ways.
That's what I'm trying to say. In the
clothes that we wear, in the colour of our hair.
That's the whole point of being human, isn't
yes,
it? Otherwise,
we're all individuals.
But do you not think that tattoos are that, they're loud, is the word I'd use, for like someone wearing really bright clothes or having really bright, oddly coloured hair, this very much kind of, look at me, I'm different to you. No, you're not.
No,
we're all human beings.
But maybe they
if you want to be original,
very different. It's not about,
This is the point I'm making. It's an epidemic now. There are so many people with tattoos that they're becoming stupidly ridiculous and non-original.
Stupidly ridiculous, non-original,
utter nonsense, load of waffle. I mean, movie quotes on legs. What's the fucking
point?
I agree with that.
There's nothing I hate more than those generic like tattoos that everyone has, like Chinese writing or, you know, there's some very cringe tattoos. But I absolutely agree.
I'm glad you do, but I don't know the stats in my head, but I would say that the vast majority of the stuff you see now is that not.
Do me
and
a favor.
That's what I saw on
okay,
this,
do me a favor.
17-year-old.
Do me a favor.
She had cherries on her breast.
A message just came in there.
What's that about?
A message just came in there from a woman who was in the situation where she was with a guy who didn't like tattoos. I was just talking to Amanda. I was chatting to this woman off air. We're going to try and get her on in a minute. She's going to try and get a break from work. If you want to read it out, I've sent it to you.
Okay, have a listen to this. Adrian, I was with a guy for 2 years. We're living together in his apartment. He hated tattoos and I really wanted one, but he kept saying, why would you get one if you know I don't like them? And I am the one who will be looking at you, so why do that to your body? Anyway, we were having this debate for ages, and on my 30th birthday, I decided to get one to mark the occasion and not tell him. I thought I'd just do it and thought that he wouldn't give a shit once it was done. I came home and showed him, and he wouldn't speak to me for the whole evening. The next morning, I went to work, and when I got home from work, my clothes were all bagged up and waiting at the front door for me. He threw me out and dumped me. He felt I had betrayed him and that I should have taken his feelings into consideration. I miss him so much and would love him to take me back, but it's not meant to be. I effed it all up. The point for the guy, Darren, who messaged you originally about this, is that this is too big a deal to overlook, and that guy should walk away because the tattoos won't grow on him. He will never like them. Wow, what a message. Were you all right there?
No. I don't know what to address first on that message.
Well, okay, he hated tattoos. She wants to get one, and he, yeah, so he's a bit of a control freak. Yeah, okay.
And, I don't know what to be more.
And then behind his back, she went and got one done on her 30th birthday, which is, yeah, as opposed to being, yeah. She went
no,
off.
It's not that bit. What's keep reading, bit? Keep reading.
The next morning, I went to work, and when
not
I got home.
Not that bit.
I came home and showed him and he wouldn't speak to me for the whole evening.
No.
The next morning I went to work and when I got home my clothes were all bagged up and waiting at the front door for me. He threw me out and dumped me.
Not that bit.
He felt I'd betrayed him and that I should have taken his feelings into consideration. Which bit is it?
The next bit.
Oh. I miss him so much and would love him to take me back.
What? What? So you chose to do something you want to do to your own body. And he reacts like that.
And now you're begging him to take you back.
And you want him
Dara,
to take
what do you make
back?
Of that?
That actually makes me nauseous. Like for someone to be that insecure of themselves to need someone like that to take them back. Oh my God, that is actually a disgrace. She needs to find her power and find her self-worth. You can do what you want to your body. And if that was his reaction, oh my God, I'd be like, good riddance that I found out that he was like this rather than later. State of them. He'd
right.
Never be God.
Okay, thanks, Dara. Sorry.
It's the line that she says, "Oh my God, I fucked up." Did she actually said that?
She did. She said, "I miss him so much, and I'd love him to take me back, but it's not meant to be. I fucked it all up."
So you chose something that was right for your body. Like, look, I'm not a fan of tattoos at all, but who the hell does this guy think he is to treat anyone like that? I shouldn't laugh, but it's actually a nauseous laugh. That am I reading this right?
We're back in a sec.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, here's a WhatsApp voice note from Jamie.
Well, guys, how are you getting on? I just want to make one point. This whole argument of, oh, what are you going to look like when you're old and wrinkly and all that, and especially in the case of women, like, you're going to look cool, you're going to look stand out, and you're going to look like you have fun in your day, like, not some, like, every other born prick around the place, you know?
Kathy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kathy?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Kathy. I'm great, thank you. What do you want to say on this?
No, I just like to make a point that, like, he's going on about art fucking stuff there at the minute. Like, some people have art on their walls. We tend to wear it on our bodies. And there's a lot of reasons behind said that, because, like, as somebody that dealt with children who used to cut themselves and stuff, they tend to get tattoos. It's a release of pain as well. And I do agree that I don't tend to like sleeves on girls. But, like, that's their choice. Do you know what I mean? And you shouldn't be judged over it. Basically, if you're a good person, it comes from inner and outer. So that's just my point of view on things. Like,
Joseph, do you want to respond to that?
While we were kind of chatting there, I was looking up some of the images, and one I was looking at was the guys that go around with the Celtic tattoos and the tricolours and all of that kind of stuff. It's just all of these commonalities. And then I had a look at the Love Island guys, and I saw a picture from Love Island a couple of years ago where two of them had the same tattoo. That's how unoriginal these things are now.
Two of them had the same tattoo.
Same tattoo, the same kind of Maori symbol on their upper arms.
Yeah, but not everybody likes. Sorry, for cutting across you, but not everybody likes that. Like, when somebody gets a tattoo, I understand it's there for life. You know what I mean? So anybody that wants to get a tattoo should really actually think of what they want, because it is permanent. It is there for life. But, and the same aspects of things, like the trend thing, yeah, they'll go ahead with the trend thing sometimes, but not all tattoos are...
No, listen, I understand, you know? that some people are very, very specific when they go to a very reputable tattoo artist. I'm sure there's some tattoo artists out there that aren't even licensed, that are just out the door with work because the young people are seeing what they're seeing on the TV and they're thinking it looks cool. And now they're all walking around with these permanent things that are so unoriginal. It is an epidemic. It really is. And they're bloody awful. And that 17-year-old my son brought home a couple of months ago, she had two cherries on the top of her chest. And I just thought, Jesus Christ. And I mean, any bloke that were to look there would probably be told...
Does Daddy have a wandering eye?
Hold on for a second. I looked at the girl when I first met her. Oh. She did look well. I spotted this tattoo of the cherries, and they were bright red cherries, by the way. So it was a coloured tattoo. And I just
How big were they? She obviously looked long enough. Absolutely awful.
Yeah. I know where you're going with this, Katie. I'm not going to fall into your little trap there.
Oh, you're the one admitting to looking at the chest of your son's girlfriend.
No, but I just thought it looked awful. And you see girls sometimes with those tats that are glaringly obvious. And they'd probably be the same type to say, hey, my face is up here. You know, it's just, they look awful. And don't get me started on the ones on the back, the tramp stamp. My Jesus.
I was waiting for you to bring
that. God almighty. They're awful looking.
So, sorry, you're talking about a tattoo on a woman's lower back. What's wrong with that?
Lower back. Oh, Adrian, come on. You can't be serious. I mean, what is the point of that tattoo? Unless they're like, you're one from the fucking Exorcist. They're not going to see it. So what's the point in it?
Well, Cathy.
Oh, my God. What's the point of it? Because, like,
what's
maybe...
What's the point of that tattoo?
Huh? Well, you're...
What is the point of that,
like,
lower back tattoo?
That was classed as a tramp stamp. Nobody went out and got that as a tramp stamp. People went out and got it years ago. The likes of Britney Spears and all started all that off, okay?
Exactly, now, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a totally different conversation to the one that I'm trying
to... Well, it's not. It's the one I've been having from the outset here. They're following these trends. And that tattoo in that specific area of the body is absolutely pointless.
But why
are you still talking about the cherries on your son's girlfriend? I think you have another punch on here.
No, the other side. Tell me this, the tramp stamp.
But why is it classed as a tramp stamp, though? Why is it classed as a tramp stamp?
Yeah.
That's the thing I don't understand.
It doesn't look great. It's a little slutty, if we're being honest.
I'll give you an example. I have a phoenix from the bottom of my back all the way up to my shoulder. Okay.
You have a what?
And that was a phoenix.
A phoenix from the flames or something, right? Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Yeah, all right. Because
and
I have been through a horrific... Basically. Because I've been through a horrific time in my life. And then I got through it. And I decided to put a phoenix from the bottom of my back up to the top of my shoulder. So do you have a problem with that? Huh?
You can't see it. Right. Just awkwardly looking over to check out your tattoo or look in the mirror or something. Huh? We've all been through shit. I mean, you know, I wouldn't fancy writing my life story on my body. And you know, look at me. It's not about
look at me.
Do that.
You're so far up of your own home.
Seriously.
With the comments that you're
your own
coming
home
out here.
You have to be to have your life story in ink on your body and expect everyone to admire.
It's not like
you
it's not like it's scriptured and I didn't do it for anybody else. I done it for myself. Thank you very much.
No, well, look at it. It's your body, your choice. You do what you like with it. I just don't like it. I don't like tattoos.
Joe,
never,
I'll be honest with you.
That's your
You're not really in a position. I'm going to call Joe Dirty Joe for the rest of the show. Dirty Joe.
Why?
He's not in a position to be judging anyone for tattoos when he's literally creeping on his son's mouth.
I'm just wondering what the point of them is, Katie. I don't, especially the ones that you have to awkwardly look over your shoulder or in the mirror to have a look at. I mean, it's just, and people are like, it's self-expression. It's my life story. What utter bullshit.
Joseph really doesn't like tattoos.
Wow. Yeah.
Doesn't like tattoos.
You know what? Yeah, no, he really doesn't. Like, and that's his preference. But, like, do you know what I mean? Don't judge anybody else.
So, Kathy, you have the phoenix on your back. Tell me what else you have.
I have angel wings on my arm for my dad, and I have a love heart on my hip that my brother got for me for my 24th birthday, and I also have a rose which represents two of my friends that died. Like, it's not written in scripture. Nobody knows.
I'm sorry, did you say your brother bought you a tattoo for your 21st?
Yeah.
It was your birthday present?
Yeah.
A love heart tattoo?
Yeah, a love heart tattoo. He didn't pick it out, like, but that's what I wanted. And he gave me the money for it, and I went and I got that.
That's a lovely present from your brother.
Where's the love heart? Where's this? I'd love to know. Where's the love heart? Where is it?
It's on my hip.
You're such a creep. Look at you.
No, I'm just wondering.
Your hatred for tattoos is a way to purge, you dirty little boy.
Picture a love heart in your mind's eye there, right?
And imagine that. Now listen.
Imagine that when she's like 70. It's literally going to look like a scrotum. You'll have a scrotum on your head.
I was pregnant.
I'm sure they look gorgeous.
I was the size of a whale. And it never stretched.
That's actually genius.
All right.
That's genius present for your brother. He's giving you a scrotum on your hip. Lovely.
Oh, jeez.
You're all right, you know what? Says the man who looks at cherries on his son's.
Yeah, listen, you can take me out. I looked at the girl. Mm-hmm. I'm in no way perverted. She's 17, for God's sake. I'm plenty old enough to be her father.
But you looked at it long enough to know what it was, the exact colouring of it, to know where, to know the size of it.
No,
I see you. I see you in your dirty ways.
You did.
Yeah.
Little
girl. Say what you like. Facts don't care about your feelings.
Neil has been in touch with us.
Adrian, Katie, my wife got a tattoo and said nothing to me. And when I come home and I seen it, I said, that tattoo? She said, yes. What do you think, Neil? I said, yeah, it's lovely. I said, it's lovely. Yes. She said, thanks very much. I told you might like it. Do you want a cup of tea? It's a man throwing horror out. What a fucking pox bottle. Cheers, lads and ladies.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Leslie has been in touch with us.
Oh, tell Joseph to shut up. It's not fucking attention seeking. It's far from attention seeking. Like, it's like wearing jewellery. You know, like, if you want to put your nice jewellery on one day, you wear it. And one day, if you don't want to put it on, you don't wear it. It's something to do with attention. It's what you want. It's your body. You do what you want with it.
Okay, Joseph, I'm going to let you go in a second, but it's just like jewellery, basically.
You can take jewellery off, gobshite. Christ almighty. Like, tattoos are permanent. Did you not get that? You can take jewellery off, you can put it on, take it off, put it on. That's how jewellery works. I mean, an education is what's needed there. Tattoos are permanent.
I have to ask, Dirty Joe, if you were, like, hiring someone and someone came in and they were really qualified for a job, would you not hire them based on the fact that they had tattoos?
Yeah, probably wouldn't hire them, yeah. I mean, I think that's been the case for many years in this country. I don't know if the rules have changed, but I know that I don't have any tattoos, wouldn't dream that I get a tattoo, but I remember at a job interview during the 1980s, I knew if I had a tattoo that was visible, I wouldn't have been interviewed. I think that's still the case in some companies these days. And rightly so.
Okay, stay there. Let me go to John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Katie?
Hello, John.
This guy is freaking you out, literally, you know, and he's going on there like, well, what business of yours, Joseph? I want to ask you this, Joseph. What business is it of yours that your son's girlfriend has a tattoo? What's your business on that? And what are you looking at her for? Leaving looking aside, I'll be getting to that in a minute. But what business is it of yours? You're not going out with the girl. Your son is. So stay out of a relationship.
It's my son, and I love him, and I care for him, and I care that he's with.
Is that girl going to be any difference because she has a tattoo? Is that what you're trying to tell? Is that what you're trying to say here?
Well, it's exactly what it's earlier on where they're not my kind of people.
They're not your kind of people, but your son is going out with a girl that has tattoos, so it's his kind of people. So what I'm suggesting to you, Joe, creepy Joe, as you're called, you know, you see, Joe, I've talked to you before. You hate everybody and everything, Joe. I've noticed this about you. You're very disgruntled, you know, you give off bad vibes everywhere. The minute I heard your voice, I was like, fuck off. But Joe, it's not your relationship, it's your son's relationship, okay? So I suggest to you to be a good father, Joe, and stay out of your son's relationship and let your son do what he would like to do, you know? And don't be in his ear, oh, get rid of that whore, son, she has a tattoo. You narrow-minded prick. You absolute idiot, Joe. Cop yourself on, Joe, and
get your shit together, Joe.
Maybe I should have that on my arm, narrow-minded prick in Chinese. I show it off.
Please do. Get your shit together. Yeah. Here, that's a better one. Get your shit together, Joe.
Hang on for a second. I am a responsible father. My son is only 17 years
old. Well, stay out of a relationship if you have any responsibility.
I won't stay out of a relationship because he's only 17. He's not quite an adult yet.
May I tell you something, Joe? I want to say something else. My mother's 75 and she has a few tattoos on her arms and on her face.
They look amazing, don't they?
Yeah. Hold on for a minute, Joe. I will say this, Joe, okay? The fact of the matter is, now, as one caller said earlier on, it's better to look at her skin is wrinkly. She's, you know, she's fucking done well to get to where she is today. But I will say this. It's better looking at what she has on her arms and on her fucking fists than what normal skin would look like. And it's more colourful and it's more, you know, it actually looks better than what it would do. So where is your whole point on this, Joe? Are you just hating on people because you just want to hate on people?
No, I'm not hating on people. And it's Joseph, by the way, Jesus Christ. I don't know how many times you need to say my name, by the way. I think everyone's got it at this stage. What I said was tattoos have become an epidemic. They're so common now that a lot of people, and I see it every day of the week, clones everywhere. You've got the guys. Let me speak. I let you speak without interrupting, so let me speak. I'll have the common courtesy to do that. I see the guys now, they're walking along and they are absolute clones of each other. They're all gym bunnies, they're pumping up, they're wearing the stupid vests, they're throwing shapes, they've got Maori and Chinese and Hindu and all sorts of crap on them. They probably don't even know
what's wrong with it, Joe? What's wrong with it?
It's just common as muck now.
What harm are they doing, Joseph? What harm is your girlfriend doing? It's you, Joseph, that's spreading the hate here today. You know, let people live and let them on with themselves. You know, you hardly think my man now is going to go in and get the tattoos removed at 75 years of age. The fact of the matter is, it meant something to her when she got them many, many moon ago, Joseph. So you have to understand this too. As one caller said earlier on, she got stuff because people passed away. And you actually went along and insulted that person and said, oh yeah, what a great idea to get ink, you know, from people that passed away. You're an absolute idiot, Joe. You never understand. I never said that. You more or less said it.
Her brother got her a tattoo for her 21st birthday and she got a heart on her hip, which I then said will look like a scrotum when she's older, because it bloody will.
You're an idiot, Joseph, honestly. Do you ever listen to yourself, Joseph? No? Do you ever listen to yourself? Joseph,
can I ask you, John? Do you not understand how some people don't like tattoos?
Here's the thing. There's not many Josephs and not many, what was his name, Darden, that originally wrote into the show. There's not many Dardens and Josephs around, you see, Adrian. I would disagree with you.
I'll be honest with you.
There's a very small portion, a very small minority. You know, my girl has 8 tattoos. I don't have one. I think they're pretty cute. I think they're nice. She got stuff that's, you know, again, from family that passed away that meant the world for her. And she's done, and I've given her gift vouchers for Christmas there. I really did. I gave her a couple of 100 gift vouchers there to get tattooed there at Christmas, and she got one done. You know, that's her gig, Adrian.
Oh, yeah, hang on.
That's what
she likes. You mentioned your mum has tattoos at 75. You just said your partner has 8 and you have none. Why don't you have any?
Because that's not my gig, Joseph. This is it. You see, but I like them. I think they're nice. I don't judge people
like
for what they do.
Not what one.
But Joseph, I don't judge people for what they do. I've thought about getting a tattoo, Joseph. I have. I've never, and I'm not going to rule it out.
You decided against it because?
I haven't decided against it. It's always going to be an open gate for me. I can go and get one if I want one. But the fact of the matter is, Joseph, I'm not hating on people because they have them.
Okay, whether you like to admit this or not, an awful lot of people don't like tattoos. They may not be quite as vocal as Joseph. And Joseph, I'll be honest with you, I really do appreciate your you being so vocal, because an awful lot of people don't like tattoos and just wouldn't be as vocal as Joseph. Do you not understand that?
Joseph's always very vocal. I'll give him that. He's very vocal.
You're vocal enough yourself now as well at the rest of the time.
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing, Adrian. On the right things and the right, you know, I'm very vocal on what matters and what, you know, but the fact of the matter is what Katie even said earlier on. She's not a tattoo. Would she label somebody or, you know, put somebody down for having tattoos or, you know? No, she said she wouldn't. I don't think a lot of people would. A tattoo is what you're into. You heard that girl earlier on. Please take me back. Because she was with a prick that dumped her for having a tattoo. I said it to you already. I texted Lena, so she got away nicely there. She got away from a Muppet. You know, the fact of the matter is, people don't like tattoos. Good enough for you. It was Jesus Christ, like, don't take it personal.
All right, good man, John. Thank you. Let me go to Robbie.
That Joe's a gas, man. All he does is looking down on everyone's fucking nose the whole time and talking down to people and speaking down on everyone. Like, he's there looking at a 17-year-old's chest, the dirty perv. Every time I'm on here, he's causing trouble and looking for a rise off people. And we can all know well that Joe goes around the place dressed like Todd Grimshaw, thinking he's deadly and looking down on everybody. He wants to mind himself, mind his business, and get himself a tattoo of a pair of tits.
Celia, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Celia.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. You are a lady of a certain age.
Yeah, and in tomorrow I'm even another year older.
And do you mind me asking what age you are?
I'm 75 and I'll be 76 tomorrow.
Well, congratulations in advance and happy birthday in advance. So 76 tomorrow, and you have tattoos, do you?
I have 8 or 9 of them.
You've 8 or 9 of them, okay. And you said in your message that you sent in to us earlier, you'd have another one tomorrow if you could.
Yep. I haven't got the money at the moment, I'm afraid, and they've become very expensive.
So I believe, yeah. So what do you want to say on this conversation? We've been listening to, well, the original message was from a guy who was horrified that his Tinder date turned up with tattoos. What's your attitude to this?
Well, everybody used to say, oh, what'll it be like when you're 70 years of age? And I thought, well, you could be dead when you're 70 years of age.
Okay, but as I got mine. Okay, as it happens, you're not. You're 76 tomorrow, and what are your tattoos like now in your 70s?
I think they're great. All my family like them, and they know. Oh, that's just mom. And I've had pink hair and green hair and blue hair, purple hair.
Do you mind me asking you a question, Celia? And I'm just conscious that Creepy Joe is on the other line there, and I don't want to get him all riled up and heated up because the image of tattoos on places.
I don't have any cherries on.
That's what I was
going
to ask.
So.
Do you have any cherries on your chest to make Creepy Joe happy?
No, but I did get implants, so that might make him happy.
Does that make you happy, Joe?
She got what?
Implants.
Oh, God almighty. And she's, what age are you, love? Sorry.
She's 76 tomorrow. 76 tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking, happy birthday for tomorrow. But, I mean, wow.
Well, I shouldn't have done that. I should just die away peacefully and not have any tattoos or leather things. And when I got remarried, I had a black wedding dress.
Oh.
And I walked down the aisle to Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, I'm feeling your vibe, Celia. I really am. Now, Joseph, earlier on, you said people who have blue hair and pink hair and purple hair are just attention seekers.
Come on.
I had hair that colour from when I was 13 or 14.
Well, you sound like someone who was maybe a bit of a goth or a punk or something like that, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I went through all that, of course, yes.
Well, you know, I think that I would kind of half understand that with certain people and that they like certain music genres, that's the vein they follow. But what I can't abide now is just the commonality of the tattoos and the fact that there's clones in every walk of life. I can't quite believe you've got the implants. I mean, are they still there?
Oh, here we go again. Okay.
God, I just, I mean,
why,
God,
why
I mean,
wouldn't you?
Like Dolly Parton, probably
you
fall
older.
Sorry, what are you comparing her to Dolly Parton?
What, Dolly Parton? I just remember a very funny quip from Dolly Parton. She's so slight, but she's got this massive pair of boobs and her feet are like a size 3 or something.
Oh,
and she said,
God,
nothing ever grows in the shade. I thought it was hilarious.
What am I listening
But, you know,
to?
I'm just thinking, like,
never
God forbid.
Anything if she ever got.
Joe, I need to ask you, Joe, because we do have, you know, we have a moral obligation here to check. Is your blood pressure okay?
It's all right, Katie. It's all
is
right.
Is everything okay?
I just had visions. Would they be able to close the coffin? I mean, it's just...
Oh,
I won't be in a coffin. I'm going to be thrown in the lake at Glendalough, where my ex-husband is.
You'll be floating. I mean, you're not going to sink with those bloody things on, are you?
Oh, well, they'll be ashes, won't they?
Oh, I see. Right. So then there'll be some sort of explosion of some.
Joe, I say there's a lot of explosions
so.
In
my
your
ex-husband,
house.
My ex-husband is there, and I thought for my kids. For my 5 children, that it was easier that I went in there with him.
Oh, okay.
So,
now, this is a question I never, ever, ever envisaged myself asking an almost 76-year-old woman, but I'll ask anyway, Celia. You've been listening to this conversation. Do any of your tattoos resemble a scrotum?
No, I have spider tattoos nearly everywhere.
Oh, lovely.
Spiders.
Oh, spiders. Oh, very nice. There you are, Joe.
Spiders. I'm just really curious.
First one was on my chest.
Oh, Joe, come down there.
Spider on her chest. Wow. That's frightened the shite out of me. You're not throwing me on.
And another one, a fairy spider tattoo on my arm.
Oh, cool.
But most of them mean something for me.
Mm-hmm.
But
very good.
They were only for me anyway. They were never for anybody else.
Well, what about piercings? Do you have any piercings?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I love this
but
one.
But all in ears. I have about 5, 1, 2, 3, about 5, 6 piercings in my ears.
Oh, cool.
I don't have tattoos near my face. I don't particularly like tattoos on faces.
Yeah, same. Neck tattoos on faces.
No, don't really do it for me either. Okay, Celia.
And also, my job, you wouldn't be respected if you were covered in tattoos near your face.
You still working away?
No, I finished work now.
Okay.
Well, I do part-time work.
Oh, fair play.
Very good. Well, you sound wonderful, Celia. And I know, Joseph, you want to wish her a very happy 76th birthday for tomorrow.
Absolutely. Happy birthday. You know, it's called Opinions Matter. I have mine and you have yours, but I do wish you a very happy birthday.
Did I just hear humanity from Joseph?
I don't think I've said anything wrong today.
Did I just hear kindness?
She sounds like a lovely woman.
She does, absolutely.
She does.
Celia, have a great birthday tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Thank you, I will.
Thank you. But isn't she lovely?
She is cool. She is daddy. I'd say she is some crack.
Absolutely. Anyway, Joseph, thank you very much indeed as well for airing your opinion on, as he said himself, it's called Opinions Matter. And that's exactly what we do here. What a way to finish
up. Yeah, she's class.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each time we upload a new episode. And have you joined us yet on our WhatsApp channel? Well, if you haven't, please do. If you would like to join us on our WhatsApp channel, and basically this is an opportunity for us to let you know everything and anything about Opinions Matter, when new episodes drop, when the show is live and so on. If you would like to be a part of our WhatsApp channel, all you have to do is send the words add me to 085-825-2626. You'll get a reply message with a link for our WhatsApp channel and you can just sign up from there. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Katie. We'll see you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.